Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, darling.
Where is he?
In his room. He's locked the door. He's wrecked and destroyed everything.
Sina?
Argavon? He's gone crazy. Calm down. What if he does something to you?
The hell he will. Where does he think he is? Sina? What are you doing in there? Open the door. I said open the door. Sina? Sina, I'm talking to you.
Shh. Just leave me alone. What do you want with me? Get the hell out of here.
The stupid junkie. He only knows how to raise his voice. You think we're scared of your yelling?
Just stop it now. Don't you see how bad
Sina?
He's feeling?
So what if he is? Sina? Did we make him feel bad? That garbage he's smoking makes him feel bad. Hey, boy, that's just great, isn't it? I have to sew all night long. My eyes go blind so that you can spend
Sina?
It all on smoking drugs.
Sina.
You jerk. They'll have to pick up your corpse from the garbage.
Shh, Mum. Go bring a glass of water for Mum. Don't cry.
I was happy. Even if I hadn't had luck in my life, that at least you had good futures. I struggled 20 years to raise you. I sacrificed myself. I sacrificed my life so you'd have a good life. So you'd study to become proper people. I may not have done a lot for you, but I didn't do too little either.
Darling.
What else could I have done for you that I didn't, and this is how I'm paid back
Nothing.
Now?
Nothing, darling. You've done too much. If that kid's become an addict, it's because of his own lack of worth. It's not your fault.
It's not a lack of worth. It's a lack of character, Argavon. Really. Otherwise, they wouldn't have tossed him out of the band like a piece of garbage.
They got rid of him.
What then? You expected them to keep him? Is an addict of any use for music and talent?
Well, well, Sina, that's just great.
I slapped him in the face. I slapped him hard, but
you
I should have
right
done
thing.
It sooner.
You didn't know about it, darling. You didn't know he'd become like this. Now, don't worry so much. I'll take care of him. I'll call and have him taken to a clinic and force him to quit.
Oh, no. Don't do that, Argavon. We've lost our honor. We'll lose our reputation as well. If that boy's become like that right now, it's mainly your fault.
Why me?
How many times did I tell you before? This neighborhood and its people have ruined Sina. We should have changed this damned house. Go somewhere else. You put it off so much that it finally caught up with us.
That's just great. Whatever happens in this house becomes my fault in the end.
Well, she's right, Argavon. The savings that we gathered with 1,001 troubles so we could go and get a better house, without even consulting us, you loaned it to someone else.
Homer, dear, I lent my own share. I didn't lend your shares. And you say savings as though it was really a lot. With 10 million at most, we could move 2 streets up. That's it. We can't move uptown. Anyhow, a person has to have it within themselves. Otherwise, in our neighborhood, there are plenty of young guys that don't even smoke cigarettes.
Shh.
He's the one that's useless. Sina,
Argavon.
Open up the door now.
Argavon!
Believe me, if you don't open, I'll call the rehab clinic. So they can take you and force you to quit. You know I'll do it.
Argavon!
Sina!
Argavon!
Just leave me alone. What do you want from me, huh?
What's your problem? Come, hit
Sina.
Me.
Sina, dear.
Why do you give me a hard time? I don't bother you at all, do I?
My darling!
It's my life, and I can do whatever the hell I like with it. It's got nothing to do with anyone. I want to smoke so much that I die.
The hell you will, Sina.
You've done a lot of things, too. You want me to count them for you, huh?
Shut that mouth of yours, Sina.
You want me to shut my mouth and stop giving me a hard time, all right? All right?
Sina! Sina! Sina!
Hold on a minute. Where are you going?
What's he
saying? I'm talking to you, Sina. Where are you going?
He's going crazy.
Leave
He's talking nonsense.
Oh, God.
Those two are hiding something from us. I know it. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, God. Oh, God, just kill me now.
God forbid, Mother dear.
Oh, God, I can't tolerate it anymore.
Thank you. Rest a lot.
Stop, stop, stop.
He's picking up passengers now.
Hey, bro, what's wrong with it? Nowadays, everyone is doing it. What the hell?
All right, get ready.
Go, go. Follow him. Follow.
You sang that part well, but why didn't you listen to it again? If you take it down a little bit at the end, it'll sound a lot better, but if you...
Go ahead. Yes, hold on for a moment. Arash.
What?
Sina's sister.
Hello, Mrs. Azania. How are you?
Hello there.
I'm sorry for disturbing you, Arash. I wanted to know if it's true that you've kicked Sina out of the band.
Yes, it's true, unfortunately. Sina has no place in our band anymore.
But Sina's your friend.
He's your colleague. Have you forgotten all the things he did for you to be able to make an album? Well, can't you just give him another chance?
I'm really sorry, ma'am, but a chance is for a person who can make use of it. Not for Sina, who uses every chance he gets to ruin himself.
Look, Sina's right on the edge. If we are too late, if we do not take his hand, he will fall. We all have to help him to get out of this situation.
We didn't leave Sina alone. Sina did something to himself to become alone. Anyhow, don't ask me to put our reputation and our music on the line for someone who's not willing to stop making mistakes.
Very well. You're saying that they're mistakes, and mistakes can be corrected.
What can I say? All right, whenever Sina becomes himself again and can make up for everything, gets cleaned up, tell him to come so we can play together again. You know that? The three of us will do absolutely anything that we can. We'll do anything we can to help him quit.
Thank you.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Oh, God. Oh.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
How are you? All right.
I'm sorry. I'll be with you in 2 minutes.
I'll be waiting outside.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thank you. Please excuse me. What did you say your husband's crime was?
Smuggling. He's got a 30-year prison sentence. I've gone and filed for a divorce. I don't want my children to have a father who's going to be cursed for the rest of his life.
And have you thought about afterwards?
I don't think afterwards will be worse than before. A life of poverty is better than a life of suffering. If I could just find a job so I'd have some money to cover my expenses, then I wouldn't have to worry.
Look, I'm not telling you it'll happen in the next day or two, but I'll do absolutely everything I can to find you a good job. You look around as well and follow up. Look in the papers. Ask the neighbors.
Permission,
ma'am? Hello there, darling. Hello.
The guy said you wanted to see me.
Yes, I wanted to see you. First of all, I wanted to say in front of your mother that you're really smart and intelligent student. And also, from now on, you're the man of the house. You have to take care of your mother and your sister, too.
Sure, I'll take care of them.
That's a good boy, my darling boy. Very well. If you'll allow, just let me give this to you. You'll go to the charity organization up the street. Ms. Tavakoli is the manager there. She's a very nice lady, a good and charitable person. Tell her the entire story of your life, and I'll give her a call at the same time. She'll be able to help you for sure.
Sure. I'm sorry. What is this?
It's nothing. It's just a small loan from a friend. Go spend it and pay me back whenever you can.
May God always keep you so
Thank
kind.
You.
With your permission.
Take care now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling. Goodbye, my boy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Take care. Behzad, my dear. Hey, Behzad. Come inside. Hey, Behzad. Come
Hello
in.
To you. Excuse me. Hello.
You had to wait. I'm so sorry.
You don't go to that other school anymore.
Yes, but I prefer to spend more time here. The children here, most of them don't have fathers, or they don't have a proper father. That's why me and others like me are needed more here.
I'd heard a lot about these kinds of schools, but I'd never seen one of them from up close. It must be run with the financial help of people, right?
Yes, but even more than financial help, we need people to come and work. These schools are very crowded. There's one shift of boys and one shift of girls, and we need people who can come here once or twice a week to teach. You've seen the space we've got for teaching and exercise. It's very small. Well, let's forget about all that. Would you like them to bring you some tea?
No, thanks. I've got to get back to the company. I've got a pile of work to do.
All right, then. Then I'll get straight to the point so you won't miss your work and I won't miss my class.
Is it about my uncle?
No. It's about your uncle's daughter. Baha. I wanted to know if you love her.
You mean you've dragged me here to see if I love Baha or not?
Yes. I want to know about your future. I want to know what your plans about getting married are.
I'm really sorry, Aunt, but my situation has changed a lot. I mean, I'm not in a condition to even think about these things.
What about Baha? Do you think about Baha? She's waiting for you, Behzad. She wants you to eventually take a step forward and take her to that dream that she's been living with for years.
But, Aunt, how can I make someone else's dream come true when my own days and nights are drowned in a nightmare? How can I even make another person happy when I'm up to my neck in my own problems?
Being happy doesn't mean a person doesn't have problems, Behzad. Happy is the person that doesn't have a problem with his problems.
Excuse me, Aunt, but could you not play with words? Life is a bunch of cruel realities.
Life isn't cruel. It's us who are cruel. You're cruel for not caring at all about that girl's feelings.
In fact, it's the opposite. I care a lot about Baha's feelings. But it's too late right now. The reality is I can't.
What do you mean it's too late? What do you mean you can't? What's getting in your way?
Well, look, Aunt, it's been a while. I mean, it's been a few months that I've...
It's been a few months what?
It's been a few months that... Well, you already know about it. I've got problems with Uncle Hessam. I can't.
Oh, man. The story of you and Hessam is like a parent fighting with their child. It's bitter, but it won't last. He loves you, Behzad. You're precious to him. This much. Just swallow your pride this much and see how he'll give you everything he's got. At the end of the week, you're all coming to my house. What
I'm sorry,
is
Aunt,
it?
I simply can't
You can come.
Come
and you will come, so you can put an end to this childish game. Now get going so I can get on with my work. Off you go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come on, let's go. Get on. Come on. Just get on the bike. Come on, let's go. Hurry up.
Start it.
Hurry.
Who's here?
Don't be scared. I'm not a stranger, Hassan. It's me, that same Abel that was sacrificed because of his brother's jealousy and greed.
Why don't you leave me alone? Just let me be. I've already paid for my sin. I've lost my eyesight. Don't you understand?
You're just making excuses for your sin, Hassan.
Every sin has its punishment, and the punishment has a limit. This is torture. Why doesn't God forgive me?
God is forgiving you, fool. It's God's creature that can't forgive himself.
An appointment with a really good psychiatrist for him.
He talks to himself. I'm afraid he'll go crazy.
What are you saying, Mother? It's just a psychological crisis and it'll hopefully be overcome by going to see a psychiatrist, Mother, really. Let's go to your room. Let's go.
I don't know. I don't know what's happened to us.
Come on,
I'm scared,
Mother. Let's go.
Mrs. Azania, your insistence isn't going to make a difference in my decision.
Believe me, Sina's made a mistake. They've kicked him out of the band. He's feeling really bad. At least you give him another chance. I'm begging you.
A person that plays games and sneaks around? A person that doesn't want to put pressure on himself and take the right path? Who goes and brings a forged drug test result for me, looks me straight in the eyes and lies to me? How can I trust such a person?
Yes, what you're saying is right, but... Well, then what about the case? You wanted to take me off this case because of Sina's mistake.
Regarding that, the mistake was made by me. A working relationship has to remain as such. I shouldn't have gotten myself involved with your personal matters and problems.
But, Doctor, I have done everything I could with regard to your case.
It's the results that matter, Mrs. Azania. I've gotten tired of you wasting my time. Every day it's either a defense statement, an affidavit, or an objection. I need a good and professional attorney, ma'am.
But, Doctor, believe me, it doesn't make any difference. Even if anyone else is your lawyer, the process for the legal adjudication of your case takes a long time to complete.
Anyhow, there are attorneys that know how to take shortcuts. If I owe you anything else for your attorney fees, I'll send it to Mr. Nick Carr's office. You can go now and leave me alone, thank you.
Oh, man, but, Doctor...
Stop for a minute. Stop. Turn it off.
Hey, where to, man?
Shh!
Hey, hold on a second.
Man, just keep quiet for a minute.
Hey, bro, quit dragging me all over the city. I swear to God, you've wasted my time since this morning.
Man, what are you saying? Why do you care so much about money? You work so much for your pocket. Now just work a bit for your heart. Is it bad that I've brought you to see some of society's problems? Just don't say anything for a minute. Just don't say anything for a minute. Wait and see, and let me go and look around.
Let me see. Are you a police officer?
And don't make any
noise.
Do you
even have any money in your pocket?
What are you saying?
Give me my money so I can go.
I'll give it to you. Who do you think you're dealing with? There was a time when I was the manager of a factory. I spent money like it was nothing. Don't look at me now that I've got nothing but dust in my pockets. Hey, hold on.
Hey, man, look. Do you even have any money?
Hey, what are you talking about, man? Hey?
Just give me my money.
Do you know who you're dealing with? Hey? I'm late.
You've been wasting my time since
this morning. I'm the manager of a factory. There was a time when I spent money like it was nothing here. Hello, Bizzard. How are you?
What are you doing here?
Well, just so you know, I've gotten stuck with a really stingy person because of 10,000 tomans, he's acting all tough.
Hey, it's 15,000.
Well, 15,000. Can you lend me 10,000?
All right, man, don't make a scene.
You got 10,000 to give me? Give me 10,000.
Yeah, take
man, stop arguing already.
Yeah, listen to me,
I don't agree to it.
Did you tell him that you were following
him? It's not a problem.
Go on, man.
You get my money to me. I haven't forgotten about that.
I really hate these opportunistic people that talk nonsense like this.
You stupid jerk.
Hey, man.
You were spying on me?
What's spying, man? It's not good. Let me go,
then what?
They're worried about you. They're afraid you're going to make another mistake.
Stop talking garbage, Manucho. Why are you talking nonsense?
Oh, I'm talking garbage, am I? Or is what you're doing actually garbage?
So what am I doing?
Doing what?
Huh?
The thing that you're doing. Driving around town, picking up passengers. What if someone who knows you in the neighborhood sees you and ruins our reputation? Bizzard, man, you're a proper person. You're educated. If you're not thinking about your own reputation, at least think of ours. Man, it's not right. What are you doing?
I came to borrow some money from my friend, but I changed my mind.
So why'd you change your mind? Get it for me if you don't
want it. He won't let you strangers. Let's get going.
What stranger, Bizzard? Get it for me. I need it.
All right, come on. Let's get going.
Man, why are you acting like this? How much interest is he charging?
Well, get in and I'll tell you.
Oh, man.
Father, keep going straight ahead. Straight ahead. Father, keep going straight ahead. Come, come. Straight ahead.
All right, I can come on my own.
Sure, Father. I'm sorry. Left. Left.
Has something happened that afterwards you decided to see your brother?
It was after I was questioned in court.
Is that when your problem with your eyesight started?
Yes, I think it was the same time. I see blurry. Sometimes it gets so bad that I can't see at all. For example, right now I know that my brother isn't there. But everything seems to be real. It's been a while that I've been thinking a lot about my brother.
Did you happen to have any problems with your brother before his death occurred? Something that might be occupying your mind. This way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Father, I'm right here.
Hello, please have a seat.
Thank you.
Miss Firuzanfar.
Yes.
Please come inside for a minute.
Right away, sure. Father?
Miss Eskandari, call Miss Afshar and tell her the medication
go,
I prescribed
Father.
For her should
Straight
be cut
ahead.
In half
Straight.
From tomorrow.
Yes?
Yes,
come
of
on,
course,
come
Doctor.
On. Be careful. Be careful. I'll be right with you, all right?
I've studied your father's x-rays and exams. Fortunately, I didn't see anything in particular. His situation mainly seems to be caused by stress and hysteria. It's a psychological blindness, which is different from a physical blindness that has symptoms in the organ or the brain.
Then there's hope that his sight will return. Is that possible? Really?
Yes, it's possible.
Thank God.
Look, Miss Firuzanfar, your father and those like him, their main problem is telling themselves that they can't see. And this doesn't mean a permanent blindness. Ever since he started having problems with his sight, have you been paying more attention to him?
Yes, 100%.
Well, to cure him, you have to act the exact opposite. Of course, I know that this might seem to be a bit unnatural. I'll prescribe some medication to reduce his stress, and it has to be taken regularly and always on time. You should come back in a week or two so I can examine him again. Do you understand?
Of course, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Damn it! And take it easy. What's going on now? Don't pound the steering wheel. If the steering box gets damaged, you know how much it'll cost?
Who cares? Just answer my question. Why were you following me, huh? Are you trying to catch me in the act? Who do you think I am, a child?
Even a child wouldn't act as childish as you are. Come on, man, you've been blind to the things that you're doing. Just take a look at the two of us. With all that bragging and strutting around, you're haggling with a passenger over 50 tomans, and my situation is obvious. If I stay unemployed for a while longer, I'll have to go and work in a fast food joint, and then I'll be putting ketchup on hot dogs. Come on, Bizan, is this what we
deserve? I'm not embarrassed of the work I'm doing.
But I am embarrassed, bro. It's shameful for me.
Eh? Shameful for you? Very well. Then you'd better get out before you get more embarrassed.
All right, now, I was just saying something, eh? So I was embarrassed. Why are you making it such a big deal? Go on, go, and we'll somehow overcome our embarrassment.
Get out.
Hey, brother, get going. We're just talking.
Manucha, get out.
Look here, Bizard. When I get home, I'm going to tell them everything, everything.
Who cares? Get out. Out, traitor.
Fine, if that's what you want. Fine. Hey, Bizard! I've got no money, man. How am I gonna get home now?
Be careful. Careful of the door. Hello, Mother.
Hello.
Hello.
What happened?
An interrogation without torture. She asked and I answered. From the medication she's prescribed, it's clear that the diagnosis is insanity.
This negative attitude is only going to hurt yourself, Daddy.
This isn't being negative, it's being realistic. I'm going to my room. I want to be alone. Don't come to see me and don't ask how I'm doing. Don't follow me.
Nigar.
What?
What did the doctor say?
My guess was right.
So?
His problem is psychological.
And what if it's dangerous?
He has to be under treatment for a while. He'll probably get better. We just have to try to keep him completely at peace. Stress and anxiety are like poison for him right now.
Hello, hi there, Mum.
Hello yourself. Where the hell are you?
Me. At work.
What's work? I called Nikan's office and they said you're not there.
Well, Mother, I'm not always in the office. Sometimes I'm at the courthouse, sometimes I'm following up on my clients' cases.
Why didn't you call my cell phone in the first place?
I don't know. It kept saying it's not in service.
Well, it's because I was on the street. You can't get signal everywhere in the city. Anyways, Mum, what is this attitude you've recently developed? I'm not a child anymore, you know. Mother, I know how to handle myself.
This house hasn't become so ownerless for anyone to do anything they like.
Until you get married
and move out of my house, you'll respect the rules of this house. Oh, I've raised a child so I can lean on her, but instead
she's become a burden.
Mother.
You'll be home before the sun sets.
Otherwise, I know what to do with you.
But, Mother, hello? Oh, man.
Hello, Arkavan.
Hello yourself.
How are you?
I'm good.
You don't know what danger just passed us by.
What danger?
Manuche had come up the street and he was following me around.
And?
We got lucky, he didn't see you. Thanks.
Me?
Well, yeah. Right when you were coming in, Manuche was on the street.
So what would have happened if he'd seen me?
What would have happened?
Let me see. Haven't you and I officially gotten married?
So?
I'm your wife. I'm not a stain on your shirt that you're hiding me
no,
from the world.
No, I didn't say.
I'm tired of all this sneaking around, Bizard. Why don't you end this game of hide and seek?
Man, I'm just...
I'm really fed up, and I really can't keep pretending I'm not in your life when I am, and I really can't lie to my family anymore, and how can I really expect them to trust me when I lie? Bizard, this time my mom's really become suspicious, you understand?
Argavan... My family is suspicious of me, too. Otherwise, what reason is there for Manuche to start following me around to act like James Bond and spy on me? Man, I'm really messed up and upset about this whole situation as well, but I promise you that within...
All these promises that end up being empty make me sick. I can't live in this mirage you've created for me anymore.
Where to? Hold on for a second. I said hold on a second, I want to talk to you.
Don't you yell at me. Say it.
Look, Argavan, I understand your situation really well.
You don't understand,
Bizard. Yes, I understand well.
You don't understand.
Just give me until the end of this week. My aunt is throwing a dinner party at her house, and she's inviting all of us over there. I'll go and tell them and get the whole thing over and done with. Is that good? This time I'll stick to my promise. Just trust me. Don't cry, Argavan. Argavan.
Yeah. Just please take me home for now. I don't want to be ashamed any more than I already am in front of my mother. Hurry.
کدوم خواستن، کدوم جنون، کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه میترسم چون دلم بی اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته حس یخ زدن تو آتیش حال سوختن تو سرما تو بیداری یه خیاله یه حقیقت تو رویا تو فکرش نیستی و پیداش میشه ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره به حال و روز ما کاری نداره همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست نه این که زندگی بیش میشه فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخر